You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Pinchas, Mitzvah Tov, Mitzvah Dinei Nachilas. Shenitzavino B'dinei Nachilas. We were given the Mitzvah of Inheritances. Kolomar Shem Mitzvah Aleinu Lasos V'Ladun B'inyan Hanachilah Kasher Dona HaTorah Leha. We have a Mitzvah to go ahead and to divide someone's estate according to the way the Torah prescribes us to divide it. Shenemar, as it says in Parshas Pinchas, Ish ki yamus, if a man dies, ben ein lo, and he has no son, which implies that a son trumps everybody and a son precedes everybody in din l'nachal. But if he has no son, then v'havartem es nachaloso l'bitai. Then the nachala goes to his daughter. And then the pasuk continues. What if he has no daughter? Then she'ero mishpachto, etc., etc. The sofa parsha, the very end of the parsha, it says, "V'ha'yisol ivnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe." And this should be to you a law that is ingrained in your choshen mishpat, that is ingrained in your codes forever. So my question is, who is this mitzvah on? How can you be over this mitzvah, and who is this mitzvah on? So maybe we'll see later how you can be over, but who would you say this mitzvah is on? Is it on Beis Din? Is it on individuals? Is it on the Yorshim? Is it on all of the above?
Some if a father gave his Yerusha to his daughter instead of his son, it would be over.
Yeah, but what does he do? Just by saying it?
By doing it, by transferring it.
Well, has it transferred before he dies?
Yeah. Or he puts in his will. He puts in his Savah that the money should go to his...
So by writing on Savah, that goes against the Torah, the concept of Yerusha, that itself is being over this asay.
So when is the chal, when she collects it, when she writes it?
I don't know. I'm curious.
It sounds like it's on Bezin. It says it's a Lashon plural, the Avar 10. Well, the gross of that always means on the Yafin, right?
Right,
yeah. So I'm not sure. We'll see, I guess.
Interesting also that Torah uses two categories. Usually we divide between Eidos and Chukam and Shvatim. Here it's a Chukas Mishpat. Is it a Chuk or is it a Mishpat? What is it?
Both. Not sure.
The violator would be the daughter if there's a ben, and she comes in and muscles her way in.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But if she doesn't, if you might just give it to her. She doesn't do it.
Now let's read the next paragraph and tell me what you think. I'm not sure that I really understood this next paragraph. Let's read it slowly. Va'al tachshov sha'am ribazeh Shehamitzvah he shenase b'inyan hanachla kasher dona haTorah aleha she'erze loyimar she'yeh adam mitzuvah me'akel losis mashiyesh lo yuliyorshov al kol panim. Don't think this mitzvah means that you must reserve your estate or all your possessions specifically for your yorshim. Ki hakel baruch hu lo rotz lohoitzi nechse ha'adam mirushuso shelo lasos mehem kol chefzo bishvil yor shom kol od nishmaso bo kamo sheyakshvu chachme ha'umos. Who are these chachme ha'umos that he's referring to? And what is he referring to exactly? That there was a non-Jewish ideal that you have to preserve all of your assets and not do what you wish with them, only to ensure that someone else inherits them? Is that what he's saying? Seems that way, right? There was such a philosophy? No, what was all that? What was that philosophy called? I don't know. Avahodienu shezuchus hayerush kosher benichse morisho u behistalik koach hamorish minenachosim.
Well, there is such a concept in. In inheritance law, let's say in New York State, you're not allowed to dispossess a wife, for example. you can't leave all your assets to somebody else, the wife gets a third automatically by law in some states. So there's that to certain relatives, it's usually in the case of a wife, you can't, you know, give all your assets someplace else.
But this is what we said, like, you said, you can't do b'chayah.
Right.
Right.
We have a concept.
Don't think that Dina Yerusha means that you must ensure that your assets are not squandered or not used, and they exclusively have to be for your Yerusha. The Yerush has rights in the nechasim of the person who bequeaths it to them. Ubehistalik koach hamayrish min nechasim b'moso miyad noifel lehem zechus hayerush. And immediately at the moment of death, all the estate and all the assets of the person who passed away immediately pass to the Yorshim. Be'inin hishtal shulus hayitziro shirotz hayetzer baruch hu zeh achar zeh b'li hefzeh. Like the Torah enumerates without any moment of interruption. Rabbeinu zichrono levracha yikru l'zchus hachazak mishmush. This right that the Yorshim and the inheritors have in the assets of the person bequeathing it to them is called mishmush. Chazal used the loshen mishmush. Kaloshen amram baharbe mekomos nachla mema meshes v'holeches. Kolamer shezechutz hayarish b'mayrish ki'ilo hagufim dvukim zebazeh. Like, so it sounds like sometimes the lashon of the Gemara is nichnas tachtav. Sometimes there's an idea of nichnas tachtav. It sounds like he's articulating this idea of nichnas tachtav, that somehow the yorshim take the place of the marish with an immediate succession, an immediate transfer of the assets from the marish to the yorish. Interesting question. That there is this idea that they immediately get the assets without any maisakinyan, without them having to do anything. The yorshim immediately take possession of all of the nechasim of the marish. So I'm not sure exactly what the chinuch is driving at in this paragraph. He's making two points. Point number one is, don't think Dina Yerusha means that it affects the way a person has to act during his lifetime. During a person's lifetime, he has absolutely no obligation to his Yorshim, right? Which is interesting, because we see that in real life, very often, children or people who are in line or succession to inherit very often discourage the people they are inheriting from squandering or spending any money. Here, the chinuch says, don't think that dinei yerusha mean that a person, while he's alive, has to worry about what he leaves over. There is no discouragement of a person to do what he feels right with his assets while he's alive and to take into account his yerusha. That's point number one. It's interesting, he says, kamo sheyachshavu chach meha'umos. Like some of the wise people of the other nations seem to indicate that you must take into account your yorshim while you are alive. So the question is he talking about all those trust and estate guys making plans or not? In other words, do you have to make... Is he saying forget the plans? I don't think so. I think he's saying that don't worry about utilizing your assets and taking into consideration that you must leave a certain amount of yerusha for everyone. And the second point he makes in the paragraph is the way yerusha works, it's a complete transference of all the assets like the Torah prescribes and in an immediate fashion, without a delay or without a hiccup. And as I mentioned, very often the Gemara uses the lashon nichnas tachta.
Well, that's the point. That is saying that it's not really a transfer. It's that the Yerush stands in the shoes of the Av. It's like the Davka that there wasn't a transfer of money, It's just that the money stays where it is. That's what I was going to use the first. The money stays where it is. It's just the Yerush goes to the money.
And that's Nicholas
Instead
Tata.
Of the money, right. Instead of the money going to the Yerush.
That's what I seem to be saying,
that's
correct? Saying,
yeah.
That seems to be what he's saying. And we'll see if there are halachic nafkaminas.
What do you mean over here? Shematuvah me'akev lo seis mashiyesh le v'yarishrei. There's an asinah.
Now he's saying ba'al tachshu. That's a continuation of ba'al tachshu. It's from the beginning. Ba'al tachshu. Don't think that he has the good.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see if this act, we'll see if this comes up a little later. Because it's very interesting. The Gemara very often in Yesh Noichalim, when it wants to know who comes first, a son or a brother, it's very interesting. It says a brother in some cases should be more chashuv than a son because he has din yibum. On the other hand, the Gemara says a son should be more chashuv than an ach because he has din yi'ud and he has din of being yoresh and evid ivri. So it's very interesting that yibum is sometimes used as a raya that an ach should precede a son in terms of a yerusha. And in other cases, it seems that a son comes first. Because if a father is not miya'ed and ama ivriya, the son is miya'ed and ama ivriya. So it's just interesting that it uses those cases for being yoyrish. And in those cases, it seems that there's not really a transfer of an asset in either of those cases. Actually, the case of Evid Ivri, there is a transfer of an asset, correct? There are two cases that a ben, the Gemara very often says the ben has two cases where he's nichnas tachtav. Therefore, his Yerusha should come first. But an Ach is only one case where he's Nichnas Tachtav, that's Yibum. So it's interesting that Yibum, number one, by an Ach, versus by a Ben, Yud and being Yerush and Evid Ivri.
So it has to be proving Kurva. It's not necessarily saying that it follows this model. Right?
Could be, yeah, could be. Yeah.
See, the fact that what it stands, what the money always stays in the same place, for example, is. Let's say there's no sons and there's only brothers, so it goes to a brother.
Right.
It doesn't work that it transfers. I'm sorry.
So let's see. I'm just saying the Gemara brings those examples.
The other one is yours. It's your son.
Yeah, but saying the brothers.
The Gemara has a question very often: who comes first? A son or a brother? The Gemara has a discussion.
Whose son is this mitzvah on?
That's what I asked. The first question I asked.
If Al-Tachshav would have been his mitzvah, but here now,
it's a bezdin. Don't think the mitzvah is on him to make sure that there's assets. No, you know what? I should look at the end of the mitzvah, which I haven't made a copy of, because at the end of the mitzvah, he'll say how someone could be either. So Mitzvah Hashem will get to that, to see how you can be over this mitzvah. How could someone be over this mitzvah? Let's look at the Minchas Chinuch. Shenitzdan dino b'dinei nachlas, kawaim. Dinim halalo mevu'orim baram b'hichos nachlas, u'b'choshim mishpat hichos nachlas b'er heitev. U'mash mevu'or b'shuchan arach ein darchi laharech. U'mikomakom echtov tzas b'kitzur b'chiyat b'shmaya. Ish ki yamutz morish kol asher lo levanov hazacharim v'lo nekevus. If a man passes away, the zacharim get everything and the nekevus get nothing. V'im ein lo zacharim rak b'nei zacharim afilu nekevus. Kevan deba'im mikolach zacharim yorshim heim. This is an interesting halacha. That if a man has a son that passed away, and he has granddaughters vis-a-vis the son, the granddaughters that he has through a son, now I'm not sure, that's not called, what is that called? It's not paternal, maternal. What is that called if you have granddaughters vis-a-vis a son? Is there a phrase for
her stirpes?
What?
Her stirpes.
Really?
Yeah.
And through a daughter?
No, the same thing. It just means that you're getting, you're dividing equally based on the initial allocation.
Yeah, but here he's saying specifically.
No, I don't know if there's a word for that.
A son, children from a son versus children from a daughter.
No, first therapist would say that if you have two sons and each one has two sons and one has four sons, they divide, the two families divide evenly.
It's not, you don't divide it six ways.
You don't divide it six ways.
No, but I have a question. If you talk about the Nahara, what's going on with the man and the queen? How the Rebusha's done?
What?
Makum the Benadan Norado Tuamim.
So?
As a Esmer Talib Rebusha.
Him Zacharim?
Yes, Zacharim. Can...
It's two Yorshim. Two Yorshim, they're brothers, no? Fact is, a twin doesn't make a difference. The two Yorshim, they're Machalic between them.
And him Siamese twins, yes. Yeah.
So then it's simple. It's one Yorish. You're done. Okay, so this is what he's saying. He's saying that since the Zacharim always overpower everyone else, so if there are Zacharim, there are sons, and the sons predeceased the Morish, his Yorshim, even though they're Nekevis, get the Yerusha over the daughters themselves. So it's interesting, this is a case where granddaughters can be Yorish versus daughters. V'im ein lo zecharim, rak b'nei zecharim, afilo Nekevis, kevin deboi mikoach zecharim, Yorshim hem. V'ein livnosav klum. I wonder what the Me Too movement or the feminists would do with that. They're not being fair, but the granddaughters are being Yerush, right? Interesting. V'im ein lo bonim klal, and if there are no bonim, and this is why it's in Parshas Pinchas Benotz Delafchad, then you know why? If there are no sons at all, Yerushas habonis, then the bonos come. V'chol hadorah shelahem koidmim la'avi hames. And any type of descendant of the Mirish comes before the father. So a daughter comes before a father. Lo hinich banim v'banos, but if he has no descendants, either male or female, im ha'av b'chayim, then yorish ha'av, then the av is yorish. V'im ein ha'av b'chayim, yorshim ha'achim, v'lo ha'achilais. Ubnehem shoachim ad sof hadoros kulo kulo. Haklal b'chol hayorshos haklal b'chol hayorushos hazecharim heim hayorshim. Rakim ein zecharim yorshos hanikevos. Vayem baram perik alaf milachalas halach alaf b'shulchanor simin reshayin vav sif alaf v'nachala. That means that you would go up in the Nachla. So you first go up and you see if there is a grandfather. If there's no grandfather, you go to a great-grandfather. You keep going up and up and up until you go to Avram Avinu. And from Avram Avinu, you go down. So the idea is like this. First, you go down in Nachla. It says, Ayin Olav. You're ma'ayeng to see if there are any descendants. And you look at all descendants. And every descendant would come before going up, going to see if there is someone who is an ancestor. So descendants go before ancestors, even if the descendants are banos. So a bas comes before a father. But if there is no ben or bas, then you go up and you see if there is a father. If there is a father, the father is Yerush. And if there is no father, you say that the Yerusha, so to speak, goes through the father down to the brothers. And it goes through the father down to the brothers. Let's say you're an only child, and there were no brothers. So it would go up to the father, then to the father, no, then go to the sisters. And let's say there are no brothers or sisters. Sorry, again, that's the case if you're an only child. So then it would go up to the grandfather, and you'd look at the grandfather, and you'd look if the grandfather has any descendants. So that would be a case where an uncle could be Yerush and he'd be the next in line. Because if there's no children, there are no descendants. You then go back to the people that preceded you.
But the long said, by the way, when it goes to the uncles, when it goes to the other brothers, let's say, it's not because there are no children or no grandfather that it goes lateral. It goes from the mace to his brothers. It only works Yerusha going down. Meaning it goes back to the deceased.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
Even if the father is deceased, even if the grandfather is deceased, it goes to Yerusha b'moso to the grandfather, who might be dead, and he mimisa is merged to his sons, who are the brothers.
Which would be
that's the chiddush.
Right now, the idea is that it's yosh
b'misa, even.
That if the father has no,
Yerush b'keva.
Right, Yerush b'keva. So you look if there's a father. If there's a father, he's Yerush. If the father has passed away, you look to see if the father has had any sons or he has any descendants. And there would be Yerush, like you said, b'misas aviv. But let's say you're the only child and you've left no children and you're the only child. So therefore, there are no brothers. So it would go all the way up to the next generation, to the grandfather. And then if the grandfather had sons, i.e. your uncles, those uncles would be Yerush. So he's saying, and if there were no children there, you'd keep going up and up and up, and you keep looking up to your ancestors, and there'd be no stop until Avram Avinu. And by Avram Avinu, you stop. Why? Because Avram Avinu is when the Yichud starts, correct? Because he is considered, so to speak, to be the first Jew. So it's interesting that the Yichud goes all the way to Avram Avinu. Even though it's before Matan Torah, we are still considered to be Mesiaches all the way to Avram Avinu.
The Gemara actually says it goes up to the Bnei Yaakov, because the Gemara says that the Shvatim are never Kala. You'll never need to go higher than that. Gemara Yeshayachon says that.
Meaning that the Shvatim will...
The Shvatim will never be wiped out. It's a problem.
No, there'll always be descendants of Shvatim.
Yeah, there will always be 12 Shvatim, so that you never have to go above.
But in theory, it could go to Avram Avinu. I forgot that, yeah? If you say it's correct. But you should know a mother never will go ahead and be Yerush. Because there's a line in the Gemara. Mishpachas av kruya mishpacha. Mishpachas em ainer kruya mishpacha. So even though it says in the Torah, Umishpachtu she'erai, the Gemara says maybe the word she'era is used in the parsha of Nachala. There's a long discussion in the Gemara, Kuftes Vav, what is she'era? So the Gemara says, could she'era mean a mother? Is it possible that a mother somehow sneaks into the line of Yerusha? And the Gemara says, no. Because Mishpachas em ain't a kruya mishpacha. Umishpachas em ain't kruya mishpacha. V'achim min ha'em. And like we said, like Shai said, brothers don't get it just because they're brothers. And by the way, we know achim min ha'em are not what? Don't do gibum either. So how do we know that? What's the limud again? That achim min ha'em don't do gibum? Only achim min ha'av do gibum. What's the limud? I forget. It's a limud that goes back to Bnei Yaakov. There's in the parsha, ki yeshvu achim yachtov. So there's a limud from ki yeshvu achim yachtov to the Bnei Yaakov.
From Lod, not from Lod, because it's ki anoshim achim anachim.
Right. Ki yeshvu achim yachtov, achim to Bnei Yaakov. Just like Bnei Yaakov were all achim min ha'av, so too Yibum is only achim min ha'av. Similarly, in Yerusha, it's only v'achim min ha'em, ein yorshim zed zed. Va'em ene yoreshes es baneha. And a mother can never, brothers from a mother, never a yoresh. Because like we said, the yerusha of a brother is not direct. The yerusha of a brother only comes through the fact that it somehow goes through the father. That the father is somehow in the line, and if he's no longer around to claim his right of yerusha, it then goes and transfers to his sons, which are by default brothers. But achim min ha'em ein yorshim zeze ever. Va'em eina yorsha es baneha. A mother never has a right of yerusha. Rak mishpachas av. Va'harambam kan perek alef halacha beis. Va'rav mechaber kosvu. Din zed. Eina im yereshes humi piha kabbalah. Va'ayin belecha mishna kan. I'm not sure what such a big deal they make of this. The Rambam says this halacha that a mother is not yerush is mi pi hakabbalah. So the Lecha Mishnah takes objects to this and takes offense to the fact that the Rambam says that a mother is not yerush mi pi hakabbalah. The Lecha Mishnah says it's not mi pi hakabbalah. The Lecha Mishnah says you say in the psukim there is no mention of a mother in the psukim. So Lecha Mishnah says, why is it mi pi hakabbalah? So Lecha Mishnah says, maybe it's because of the word she'era. That the Gemara Kuftas Vavam and Aleph says, what she'ero? And the Gemara says, maybe she'ero, that's Yairish, is a mother. So the Gemara says, no, it cannot be a mother. Because mishpachas eim eina kruya mishpacha. So maybe that's what the Rambam means, mipi hakabbalah. That even though the Lecha Mishnah objects this and says it's not mipi hakabbalah, it's mamash mafurish in the Torah, because there's no mention of a mother. The Lecha Mishnah says perhaps the Rambam is alluding to the fact that we're not darish she'ero to mean a mother, based on mipi hakabbalah, that mishpachas eim eina kruya mishpacha. Which is a very interesting idea of mishpachas eim eina kruya mishpacha. What does that mean? Concerning what halachas do you say that a mother is considered, or the mother transfers a certain relationship to the children? Is there any halacha of achim min ha'eim in the Torah? If I were to ask you now, is there any halacha of achim min ha'eim in the Torah? What would you say? For instance, in tzedakah, hakarav karav elav, who is related closer to you, gets tzedakah. Would that apply by achim min ha'eim? I don't know. I'm asking that question. Mishpachas eim eina kruya mishpacha. Does that mean that there's absolutely no familial relationship based on a mother?
No. Yeah.
So give me an example where it would apply.
Eishasach min ha'eim. That's Isser Eishasach.
Oh, okay. So that's by Issa Erva.
Yeah.
So based on that, you'd say by tzedakah, it's that karav koidem. A cousin comes to me, correct, my father's brother's son comes to me for tzedakah, okay? And my brother, min ha'em, comes to me for tzedakah. How would the Rav Paskin? You ever have that shaila, Rabbi Reisman? No?
I can't remember,
okay. Have to look it up in the diary. But what do you think? How would you pass a curve kaidah? What would you say? My cousin, my father's brother's son, comes to me for tzedakah. And my brother, min ha'em, comes to me for tzedakah. Who would go first?
The brother for the Rem, I think.
What?
I think the brother for the Rem.
Okay, that's a natia person would have. Correct, he's my brother.
It's a natia, nachon.
I don't know.
It's more close, right?
Ken ha'ergesh.
But the Gemara says mishpachas ein kruya mishpachas. So I'm not sure exactly, you know, concerning what halachas that applies. Okay. Yes, right. Now we're going to get into the tumtum and drogonus, guys. V'imlo hinir shum yarish, rak tumtum or androgynous.
Well, I'm sorry. What happens? Yerusha Sabal's most person most.
Machlokas Rambam
Raya.
Based on a Gemara.
So let's say it's a Rabbana. Midoraisa, a woman dies, she has her own, let's say, milug, whatever it is, she has her own things, she has, who yarshins her? Midoraisa.
Son.
So maybe her sons, so her sons, you know, even though sons only from her, would yarshin her? Midoraisa.
You mean, does a mother have yichus that her son is her son? That's for sure. But I'm not talking about that her son is her son. I'm talking about the two sons from the wife. Are they connected? From the mother, are they connected? That's the question. There's no doubt that a mother has a son, correct? That's for sure.
How are you? Skip the paragraph. You got to go back to Yusha's Pesulim.
For what? V'chol
HaKrayv? You jumped on Dragonus. You got to go back the paragraph.
V'chol HaKrayv Ma'afilu Ba'avera Kagon Ben Mamzer Michai Be'Krisus O Achim Mamzerim Yorshin B'Ksherim
Kiksherim
Chutz B'Beno Shabam Min HaShivcha V'Nachris Eino Yoresh Da'avlad Hoylech Achareha. So for sure a mother is a mother, and her son is considered to be a son, because that the religion goes after the mother, correct? The Eino Beno Kla, but the father who had a child through a Nachris has no relationship to the child at all. Umavur Kama Pamim Bashas Byevomas Khaftalum Bays Upaiskim. Now that's Sugyan Yevomas Chavtalism and Beis, because that's the famous pasuk that many people mispronounce. Vizirmas Sus Zirmasum. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says that the seed of the Goyim is like the seed of a horse, and a Goy has no Yichus. Vizirmas Sus Zirmasum. That's the Gemara Yevomas. That there is no yichus vis-a-vis a guy. A guy has no yichus. So if a man, a Yisrael, has relations with a Nachriya, that Nachriya is like an animal, and the Gemara says she is considered to be like a chamor, and he is not considered to be the father of that child at all. So that child is a Nachri, is a guy, Mochlot, although there's a very interesting Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher who has a parish on the Shulchan Aruch called Tzvi LaTzadik. It's sometimes on the site in Yoredeya. And he comes up with this idea that there's an Indian in to be Matzil Zera Yisrael. Very interesting. This is not, I mean, Rav Yisrael Hildesheimer brings this down, because in Germany in that time, Rabbi Hildesheimer had many shilas of many men that married goyas, and they would send him shilas, should I make a bris or not? So that was a big question. So Rav Azriel Hildesheimer quotes a Tzvi LaTzadik, which is from Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher's parish on Shulchan Aruch, that says even though the father has no yichus to the child that he has with a goya, there is a mitzvah to be matzil zeri Yisrael. So all of these Kirov organizations who, and I know a guy who's in Kirov, and he says that today in Kirov it's more about Geirus than it is about Kirov. But it's interesting. Are you miyaches at all to a child of a Goyish mother and a Jewish father?
The father, this product of a man with a nechriya, it doesn't have yichus, but it has she'erus. It's a physical relationship. Let's say a father has a daughter with a nechriya. There's still an issur of incest with her. He can't be, if he has a beer with her, it's not being mizanah with your daughter. It's just yichus, though. It's not she'er. Is there an issur of a bia of a man with his biological
daughter? I'm not sure I can answer that question. I'm not sure.
You're assuming it is. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a double question. There's no yichus at all with a Jewish man that has a child with a guy.
Yichus is a term of art. Yichus is always different than let's say she'erus or kurva.
Bring a raya.
Well, the feirush, a sister that comes from that, is not she'er. There's no isher arayas. It means your father's daughter from a nachriya, who is your biological sister from your father, is not a din of she'er. That's beferish. In the parsha of arayas, I mean, obviously Rashi gets it from Gemara. Ervas achosucha bas avicha, ervas bas eishes avicha, moledes avicha, achosucha chi, bas eishes avicha beru'uya, Le'avicha, but lahotzi, you know, lafuke bas nachriya. That's Rashi says the beferish bas nachris or bas shivcha. That's not a chosucha. Now, when I learned that Rashi, I was also wondering, so what about the father to Lagabi, that girl herself? So is the, if there's no share, Lagabi Achayus, so maybe there's no share, Lagabi Bida, but the Rashi doesn't comment on that. So I can't bring a Raya, but Lachayus, it should be the same thing. Pashkus, it should be the same
we'll
thing.
We'll clarify it by next week.
I mean, the Pasuk Zer Basusim Zer Masum sounds like there's nothing.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's Rabbeinu Tam, right?
No, Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara says the first by Yichus. Rabbeinu Tam only takes the Gemara and expands it that a bias akum is not a bias haneseres. But the Rivam, when he learns that Gemara, says for sure everyone would agree it works by Yichus. But anyway, this Nachri cannot be Yerush. Although the Gemara in Kedushin in Zainim Beis says, Akum Yerush Devar Torah. Then Akum is Yerush's father, Devar Torah. Meaning that a Jew cannot be Meyaches to a child he has with a Nachriya. But two Goyim that have a son, that son is Yerush Devar Torah. Akum Yerush Devar Torah. So do you know what pasuk it brings? What pasuk does the Gemara bring to prove Akum Yerush Devar Torah? It's in the Haggadah. Pasuk's in the Haggadah. And Yaakov got Har Seir, and Esav received Har Seir. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara that says that proves that Akum Yerush Devar Torah. Because Yaakov, right, Esav, what's the exact question, I forget?
Ten Esav.
Right? That's the law. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe Esav is not a guy. Maybe Esav is a Mumer Yisrael. So then the Gemara brings another pasuk on Yerchesim and Aleph. I forget the other pasuk. But anyway, it's interesting that if a Jew has a child with a Goya, that child has no claim on Yerushalayim. But if two Goyim have a child, that child is Yerush Devar Torah. So the Gemara says, Akum Yerush Devar Torah, Kedushin Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, we're ready for the V'chol. So we did the V'chol HaKroivim, right? Okay, v'im lo hiniach, we're up to ready to go to androgynous now?
Yeah.
V'im lo hiniach shum yorish. Rak tumtum o androgynous. Yorshim hem de zarohem. Is that the way that I would have said it? I wouldn't have said de zarohem. I would have said mamanov shach. If there's a chorim, for sure they yorish first. And if the nekevas and there's no other yorish, they'd be yorish mitam nekeva. That's the way I would have said it. But it's interesting, he says, the Zarohim. As if there's a category of someone being Yorish that's a Zera. Is there such a category? Mm-hmm. There's Bonim and there's Bonos. There's the Chorim and the Kevas. Mm-hmm. And I would say, Tumtum and Androgynous are Yorish, Midin what? At Manav Shach, either a Zohar and a Keva.
What's the case over here? You only have a
Tumtum. Shum Yorish. There's right. Nobody to be Yorishim, just a Tumtum.
No, the brothers can't come.
No, right.
That doesn't mean to say.
What?
It means to say that his brothers cannot be the Yorish. Because they're his children, whether it's a Zohar and a Keva, the Yorishim. But let's say there be other brothers.
That's the next catch we're going to see. We're going to see what happens if there's a Tumtum androgynous with a boy, and what happens if there's a Tumtum androgynous with a girl. Let's see. Ayem barash bam b'mishnah b'babasra kuf mem b'mabez v'im hiniach ben v'tumtum o androgynous ayem baramun kan perkei alach aleph sheposik haben yorish hakol. The ben is yorish everything. Well, how would you articulate that? Right, or maybe ein sofik motzmi v'dei vada, right? Meaning for sure the ben is yorish. And now the other child wants to come and be Yerush. So the guy goes ahead and says, what? Prove you're a Zohar. Since he can't prove it at this point, therefore the halacha is that what? That the ben is Yerush HaKol. Dehu vadai v'hem sofik.
Why can't he say prove I'm in the keva?
What?
Why can't the Tumtum say prove I'm in the keva?
By the way, is one of them muktzuk and the other not muktzuk? Meaning, is there a concept of muktzukus by Yerusha? Meaning what Rabbi Reisman said, that the Ben says, Hamotzi mechaveru all of Haraya. So maybe that's what the Chinuch was alluding to. That the minute that the fellow dies, the Yerusha for sure goes to the son. So this son is considered to be a muktzuk. Now the Tumtumin and Drugginess is coming and saying, I'd like to split it with you. So now he's a muktzuk, because the Yerusha goes to him immediately, and he's a muktzuk. So is that what the Chinuch might be alluding to, that someone is considered to be a muktzuk? Because would you use the phrase Hamotzin Mechaveral of Haraya, or would you use the phrase Ein Sofik Motzin Midei Vadai? That might be totally on. Do you consider that Ben, at the moment of death, to be muktzuk in the Nechasim? If he's mamish muktzuk in the Nechasim at the split second of Yerusha of death,
what? Well, totally on. It is a muktzuk, because how does it work when there's $100 and there's two kids, right? Is it by the entirety, or?
So we're going to see that next.
So they all yarshin. I think what happened is they all yarshin each $100, but they have to split it somehow. Each one can't get $100. It's not you get 50, you get 50.
Do you have proof of that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. That's the way it works.
It's not clear. Is it the same?
That's a brayer question.
No, that's a brayer question. It's not this question. They all yarshin the whole $100.
Avrami, do me a favor. Can you get a tie?
They all yarshin the whole $100.
It's not
that they each yarshin 50. Tenants by the entirety or tenants by.
So I'll tell you how you know this.
Tenants in common.
I will tell you how you know this.
Yeah.
You know this from Taisus and Bamatsia Beis Amaral. Why?
And usually that base is where I get up to, and that's it, so it's possible. It's possible. Yeah.
It's the bottom of the bottom.
Okay, which Taisus?
Okay, so the Gemara says like this, Zeh Omer Kula Shali, Vezeh Omer Kula Shali. We all know that, correct? Yachloku. Zeh Omer Kula Shali, Vezeh Omer Chetzah Shali. What do we say? Zeh Yishava She'in Lo Pachos Mi Chetzah, Zeh Yishava She'in Lo Pachos Mi Kula. How do you split it? When Zeh Omer Kula Shali, Vezeh Omer Chetzah Shali, what do? It's a 1/4, 3/4 split, right? We say on one half of the Talmud, there's no machlokes. The guy says Kula Shali gets it, and they're arguing on the remaining half that they split. So Taisvis has a Shiloh from Yavamas. In Yavamas it says there's a Yavam and there's a Suffolk. Meaning a Yavam, a brother dies, and the other brother for sure is known to be his brother, and his miyabim, his wife. And then the father of the deceased brother in the Yavam dies. And now all of a sudden, out of nowhere, another guy appears and says, I want to be mechalek benichsei saba. I want to go ahead and be mechalek benichsei saba in the nechasim of, the grandfather. The Gemara says the Yavam is Yorish everything, and the Suffolk Ach gets nothing. Because Ein Suffolk Moitzi Midei Vadai. So Taisvus asks, why don't we say in the case of Zeh Omer Kula Shali, Zeh Omer Chetzah Shali, why don't we say Ein Suffolk Moitzi Midei Vadai? For sure the guy holding it and saying Zeh Kula Shali, everyone agrees he's got a chelek in the talis. Even the other guy who says Zeh Chetzah Shali. What's he tining? He's tining, we picked it up together. Me and the guy that says Zeh Chetzah Shali is being Maida, the other guy owns the talis, but he owns it with me. So why don't we say Ein Suffolk Motzi Midei Vadai? Because everyone's agreeing the guy who picked it up is what? The guy who picked it up. Well, everyone agrees one guy definitely picked it up. The question is, did the other guy pick it up? So Taisha says, why don't we say
in that case also, they're both holding it.
Okay.
That tips the scale.
So let's see, do you have Taisus's answer? The famous Taisus that says, why isn't there a Migo? That's the famous Taisus that says, the famous Yeshivish Taisus, right? That no one's sure what Taisus is saying. He's saying, you don't say Migo Lahaitzu, Migo Mimaman Lamaman. Meaning the question, Taisus starts off by saying, Ve'im Taimer, there's a Migo. Believe me, Chetzah Shali, because I could have said Kula Shali. So that's the question. The Ramban says, Taisa says you don't say Migo Lohaitzi, and the Ramban seems to say you don't say Migo Mimam Lamaman. But then after that, Taisa asks another question. You have it?
Yes, beim timer. V'neimer de ein sofik moitz midei vaday.
Right.
The ha'omer kula shali yesh lo bevaday chetzi. The ha'omer chetzi shali sofik im yesh lo baklum.
Correct.
Kedamin in perek acholit. Sofik v'yabim shabo lachlik b'nichse saba. Sofik omer, ano bar masna ano, hisli palva. V'yabim omer, at bura didi v'les lach v'laymidi. Havala yabim vaday v'sofik sofik v'ein sofik moitz midei vaday.
So listen to this question. V'yesh lomer, go ahead.
V'yesh lomer, the hasam yavam shehu beno shel saba havi vaday yorsho. V'lo yotzi hasofik misofik mamono. Aval hacha ein svara ma shehu vaday bechetzio sheyo lo lechetzio hasheni.
So the way that Reb Chaim in the stencil learns this Tosfos is like Shai said. That by Yerusha, if the Yavam has to share it with the other guy, it's not that the Yavam is Yorush half, the Yavam is Yorush everything. The question is the Suffolk also Yorush everything? So since the Yavam is Yorush everything, that's a Vada, he's got everything. Now we have a question, does the other fellow who makes a claim that he's the son also Yorush everything? But by the Talis, no one is saying that what? That the guy who says Kula Shali for sure has everything. The reason that he would have half is at best because he picked it up together, but not because he had everything. That's the way Reb Chaim in the stencil learns the answer of Tosfos.
I think what Chomsky said before, I think they'd have to come on to the words of Chaim. Let's say there will be two begodim over here.
Right.
And this one he took, this one they're fighting about. Would there be any Tosfos over here? Tosfos. This is mine, and this we're fighting about.
Right.
So the whole Mishnah is that when somebody's holding on to something, it's like another beggar. He's a muzik on that, just as well as the other one. The whole stuff, it doesn't start. It's like two begona. As opposed to our yom, there's one zayde. That says nothing else. He's not holding on to a zayde. It's what we said before. It just slides underneath.
You think that's what Tosfos is answering?
What's the case of Suffolk Yavam? What's the case now? Exactly?
Two brothers.
Yeah.
One brother is miyabem for another who passed away. Now the father of the yavam dies, the saba, and now all of a sudden another brother shows up years later and says, "I am also a brother." And for some reason, I forget what, he's considered to be a Suffolk Ach. So the question is, does he have any claim on the Yerusha? And the Yavam says, he's not my brother, he's my son.
So he says, he's my son.
Right. So the question is, the Gemara says there, the Yavam can dismiss him and doesn't have to share any of it. Even though he's a Suffolk, if for some reason, I forget it why, he's Taka, a Suffolk Ach. He's considered to be a Suffolk, whether it's a Ben Tesla, Zeb Ben Zion, I don't know. But he's a Suffolk Ach. So the Gemara there says, Ein Suffolk Motzmi Devadai. The Yavam for sure is a Yairish, correct? Therefore, he could dismiss the other fellow. That's the case there. Tosfos says, why don't we say the same thing here? For sure, everyone, even the guy saying Chetz Yishali, is being Maidah, that what? That the other guy picked up the Talis also. He's just saying, I also picked up the talis. So the brother that's coming is saying, for sure the Yavam is a Yerush, I'm also a Yerush. So how come by the Yavam that everyone agrees he's for sure a Yerush, and the other guy says, I also want to share? When a guy says, you are entitled, but I am also entitled, correct, that's the claim, you are entitled, but I am also entitled, we say, once the guy admits you're entitled, and he wants to encroach and say, I'm also entitled, we say, Ein Suffolk Motzimi Devadai. How come over here, where it's a similar case, where the Chetz Yashali says, for sure you're entitled, you grabbed it, but I'm also entitled, I grabbed it at the same moment you did. How come that is also not, you're entitled, but I'm also entitled, where we say, Ein Suffolk Motzimi Devadai? That's Tosfos' question. So the question is, what is Tosfos' answer?
I understand why you have to come on the Chaim's Tfusis Habayis. Say simply, Zechus Yerusha gives you automatically rights to the whole Yerusha, unless there's someone in the way.
That's really what Chaim
says. Chaim says that by the Yerush, each Yerush gets 100%.
So the guy who's definitely yours, he's getting 100%. The other guy who's a suffix yarish is saying, I want to take from your 100%. I also get 100%.
Because that's by definition, that's a Yerusha is.
That's right.
That's what Reb Chaim says. That's what Reb Chaim in the stencil says. Yerusha is not like the case of Talis. In the case of Talis, the guy is claiming, you never had the whole thing. You picked it up simultaneously with me. You never had the whole thing. You only had half. By Yerusha, the Suffolk is saying to the Yavim Taka, you were Yorish everything, but I was also Yorish everything. So that's how Reb Chaim understands it. So that's where they say this Sfarashai.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's where you got it from. Okay, so let's see. Now, yeah. What? Okay, let's see. Ve'im hi niach ben v'tumtum. O en drogonus. Ayein v'rambam kam perkei alocha aleph. Shepoisek ha-ben yoresh ha-kol. Right, the ben is yoresh everything. Duhu vadai, because the ben is vadai v'hem sofik. Ve'im l'sofik b'makom ha-vadai klum. Now, what do you think about this next case? V'im hiniach bas v'tumtum o androgynous. Yorshim b'shove habas mechza v'atumtum v'androgynous mechza. Da'al mechza hashenitz shemahem zecharim hem rak sofek. You agree with this? Because we'll see on the next page there's someone who argues with this. A bas goes ahead and is yorish together with a tumtum. So l'chayru the tumtum, I think, katayna what? Look at the first mission in Shnayim Ochzim. Zeh omer kula shali. The tumtum says, tayna is what? I for sure am yorish half, because at worst I'm in the kaver. But maybe I'm a zachar. So why isn't it like the tumtum is saying, zeh omer kula shali? If I am a zachar, the tumtum says, I am yorish everything. And the bas will be out and have zero. But and if she's in the cave, for sure she gets half. So do you agree that they should split it 50-50? Or do you think the tumtum and drugness should get 3/4 versus the boss who should get 1/4? No? Is that like the case in Shnayim Ochzim? Zelmer kula shali v'zelmer chetzi shali?
So there were three people coming, and one is a Zoch and there's two Nekevus. And they're fighting who's really the child.
No, you don't even know if they're children.
Yeah. What would be the suffering then?
So the question is, maybe no one has a Taina, and you just...
In other words, if there's a Zoch here, there's no Bas.
Correct.
In other words, with the Chaim Svara that the whole thing goes to somebody, so this Zohar, the Chor is for sure, if it's a Sofik. On the Tzad Sofik, he's...
Let's say, so how would you pass such a case? There's an estate, and three people come. One man comes and says, I'm the sole Yerush, and then a Kavis come and claim that they agree he's the son, or no, they don't agree?
Once they agree, it's over.
Right, so they don't agree.
He's an imposter.
They go, he's an imposter, we're two daughters and there was never a son. What's the halacha? I would say the halacha is called the Olam Gavar. Why? Because there's a case in Bava Basra Lamedalad of Ahu Arba. There's a ship, and the ship is standing there. And one guy says the ship is mine, and the other guy says the ship is mine. So the Gemara there says, Kol the Olam Gavar. So the Taisvas in two places, in Lamedalad and Bezim Bava Basra, and Bava Metzia Bezim Adalad, that's also on their Taisvas. Says, how come by Shnayim Ochzim Zerma Kula Shli, Zerma Kula Shli, say Yachloku? And why is it by Hu Arba, by a boat that you say it called Olam Gavar? So the famous Taisvah says, the Shnayim Muchzakim. When the only time you say Yachloku is when two people are Muchzak, holding it. It's an Anan Sahade Taisvah says, each owns half. But when neither of them are Muchzak, like the case of Hu Arba, you'd say called Olam Gavar. So lechora, if three people are showing up, we don't know if any of them are yorshim. We're not going to say any of them have mukzokas or are holding it, right?
Can I answer you?
Yeah.
The shiv has to be speaking up in the simta. For that reason, there's no mukzoka. But let's say we're talking about a house on a karka.
But how do you establish either of them as
mukzokim? So one second. So again, that's a simta, so there's no mukzokim called down the ground, which means to say, like you said before, a Yerusha goes altogether differently. It's automatic, right? So a ship called down the ground because there's no mukzokim because it's a different show. But if, let's say there's a piece of karka. The karka automatically belongs someplace. There is a muzik someplace. You don't know who the muzik is.
It doesn't make them muzikim.
What? Excuse me?
It doesn't make them muzikim.
No.
It's
a something of muzik, it's not called down gvar. Called down gvar means there's something over here, and then the people want to come get it.
Fine. So again, everyone, come on. Beis Amar Aleph in Shai Mochzim. There's a third case. It's called Manishlish. Manishlish is what? I come to you and I say, I gave you $100 to watch. And you say, I know someone gave me $100 to watch. I claim I gave you the $100 to watch. Not the rabbi, because he would never be a ramoy. Someone else comes and says they also gave you the $100 to watch. You're stuck. You don't know whether I get the $100 or the other guy gets $100, but you're holding $100. The Gemara says, Munach Achiyavo Eliyahu. So Taisa says, why? So Taisa says, you know why? Because when you're holding it for somebody, the real owner is mochzok in that money. So someone, they're both holding the money, meaning whoever the money belongs to is holding it. So when somebody is mamish holding something, you can't be might see it from someone to say called the olam gavar. Therefore, munach ad sheyavo Eliyahu. So now I would say I agree with the Rav, but l'chayra that case would be munach ad sheyavo Eliyahu, not the kolam gavar. Because as the Rosh Hashiva say, Pshat and Taisvus is, Taisvus feels that Yachloku is, called the Olam Gavar, is a very bad solution. And I would never say called the Olam Gavar if someone is being Mokzuk. So either we know the two guys are Mokzuk and Moshnei Chum Zatalas. Or even if we don't know who the Mokzuk is, Manishlish, it doesn't matter. I can't be mighty from a Mokzuk to create a scenario called the Olam Gavar. So therefore, I would say in this Yerusha case, L'chayr, you would agree it would be Munachat Sheyavu Eliyahu. L'chayr.
And now the Shaila is how this compares.
So let's see this case. This is a Tumtum and Androgynous versus a Bas. So first we have here that what? Yorshim B'Shavah. Habas Mechza V'Atiltum Androgynous Mechza. The Al Mechza Hashenis. On the second mechza, correct? Shemahem Zachorim. Shemahem Zachorim Him Rak Suffolk. Meaning that the Tumtum Androgynous is Rak is only a Suffolk.
We treat them as two sisters.
What?
We treat it as two sisters.
Correct.
But the question is, why don't we just say it's the case of the Amar Kulishni, Zamir Khatushali? There's no contest on their half. Now there's a question whether the daughters are entitled to their half.
Right, meaning the Tumtum is exactly like the Tumtum and Androgynous for sure get a half, correct? But they're going to say, you know what, maybe we deserve more, so Yachloku on the what, the remainder, correct?
Yeah, right.
So we'll see, I think that's the next page, I think that's the tour. So let's see the tour.
A side thing, I think we go with Androgynous or Tumtum, one of them is a Shita that they're a new entity in itself.
There's one sheet that says an androgynous is buried b'fnei atzma.
And the androgynous yerush and is buried b'fnei atzma.
So the Minchas Chinuch in the next paragraph will say, if you hold an androgynous as a buried b'fnei atzma, he's not in the parsha, he's not a zocher or a nekeva.
So in this paragraph, he's not going to...
What?
He's not Zera, because, you know, the chinuch...
Yeah, in other words...
But Zera he is,
the brothers, he is. The clapping at the sister is a different story.
Right, when he's saying to the man Drugnus now, he's saying it to suffer, correct?
He's not going to, correct.
Correct.
If you learn from Aspa and Drugnus is not Yerush at all?
We'll see in the next paragraph. Vaharav Bal Haturim, I think he means the tour, correct? Vesimin Resh, what is that, Resh Ches?
Hey.
Sorry, Resh Pei Cholek. The sover the the ben v'tumtum o androgynous in lahem klum b'makom haben kedas haravam. Ach bas v'tumtum noitel hatumtum shlosh chalakim. The filu im hu bas noitel mechza. V'al mechza hashnia hu safek shema zachar umagila. Own the cave of Magila Bas, the Kfar Natochelko, Vahamile Maman Amuto Basafik Vacholkin. So, what do you think? This is the Torah is Mamish the Sfar we just said.
Yeah.
So, Lachara, what do you think the Machlokas Torah and Rambam is? You have a good shot in this or not? Is it whether a Yorish is considered to be a Mochsak or not? Is that the Machlokas? Because the phrase used here is incorrect. We do not paskin Maman Hamuto Basafik Cholkin. Maman Hamut Obasovik Cholkim is a Shita of who? Of Sumchis. And we do not paskin like that. And the reason by Shnai Mochas and Batalis, Zehomer Kulashli, Zehomer Chetzishali, that we say 3/4 and 1/4, is because Shnai Mochzokim Ba. So is this Machloik, is the Torah in the Rambam, Tolion? The Chorin's Tolion, do we compare the case of Yerusha to the case of Shnai Mochas and Batalis? Correct? That's what it sounds like the Machloikus is. So what is that Machloikus Tolion? Do we consider it to be Yerusha or Chazimbo or not?
That's good.
What? I don't know, I'm thinking. Because immediately when I saw that paragraph before, like we talked it out, I thought of the Shimon and Batalis, then I saw the Torah Taka says it.
The question is, have you rationalized the Rambam? I mean, that's what you have to explain a little more than...
Yeah, the Torah understands, the Talmud.
Right?
How do you rationalize the Rambam? I don't know.
Excuse me, somebody after the Ben should have the Kaddish?
No. Then after them.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.